The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Now, it's summertime, although you wouldn't know it to look out the window. If you're thinking of hosting a summer barbecue anytime soon, maybe you want to provide your guests with a mojito or a margarita. Well, I'm joined now by Brian Harmon, co-owner of Cocktails in a Click, to tell us how to get it right. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
You ever drive a tractor? Because you're a rural chap.
I am, but no, I haven't had much experience driving a tractor, to be honest. The older brother now, he'd be fairly well versed in that.
All right. Well, now let's talk about cocktails. Tell me about Cocktails in a Click, first of all. What do you do?
Yeah. So basically in 2019, we provide kind of a range of different cocktail services. We started in 2019 where we just kind of spotted a gap in the market, I guess, for cocktail catering, because, you know, you have your cocktail catering, or you have your food catering. So we thought, you know, maybe people would like to have some drinks when they're having their parties or whatever. But yeah, we basically started small, just got onto a few family and friends, and kind of just spread from that, basically.
Okay, so that's how you started. Then the pandemic came along.
Yes. And it stopped us fairly well dead in our tracks, to be honest. And we were kind of looking at ourselves, wondering what we're going to do. But yeah, thankfully, it actually worked out quite well. What we did is we pivoted the business, and we kind of got into cocktail classes over Zoom. Which actually, as I said, we were actually extremely busy. We got involved with a lot of big companies, which gave us great exposure to hundreds of employees and people all over Ireland. Okay. And even internationally. So it was actually quite good.
So a lot of companies want to have activities for their staff and kind of bonding. And it's difficult to bond when you're remote. And therefore, this kind of thing where everyone joins in and makes cocktails. And those rich tech companies send out cocktail kits to their... I presume you supplied those, did
yes,
you?
Yes. We packed up them all. We packed up basically ingredients for retrieving cocktails, sent them to wherever they were needed to go. And then we come on Zoom, do a live show and show them how to make the cocktails.
Okay. And do you do live events as well for corporates where you know, you have a cocktail counter?
Yes, exactly. So that would be, we kind of do three different things. We do the cocktail catering, which is when anyone, companies or people, would come in and say, look, we want 100 cocktails made. We go in, we bring all the equipment, all the glass and the people to serve these cocktails. And we go ahead with that. And then we do also cocktail classes. So that can be popular with corporate events too, or hen parties and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So you bring, again, all the equipment, everything you need, and you show them how to make three cocktails. And then also our virtual events, which, yeah, again, it's just a cocktail.
Now, you're going
class.
To tell us about two very popular cocktails. And of course, there are cocktails and mocktails. You can make a cocktail without the alcohol. Don't know how that's achieved, but you know, they're often on menus, and I've seen, you know, children who want to join in the fun with the little umbrellas and all that, and the cocktails get a mocktail.
Absolutely, yeah. So the two cocktails that you mentioned, mojito and margarita, they can both be made with or without alcohol, and I brought in the mocktail versions of both of them.
Okay,
but yeah, I can talk to you.
Yeah, let's start with the margarita.
Yeah. So with the margarita, this is the alcoholic version. And what I like about this is you need a shaker, but it's really, really simple. And the great thing about it is if you're having people over, you can batch this. So you can make it the day of it, which takes out any variability with regards, you know, you make one and the other one slightly different. And as well as that, you kind of know what you're getting into.
Okay, and all you do then is add ice.
Add ice and shake.
And shake.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I can run through the ingredients for the first one, the margarita, which is, this is just for one, but you can scale it up whatever way you like. It would be 60 ml of tequila, 15 ml of orange liqueur, 30 ml of lime juice, 15 ml of agave syrup, but you could use honey or simple syrup. And essentially what you do is you add that all to a shaker, or if you're batching it the day before or the day of, add whatever amount that you need into a big jar. And then all you need to do, which is really, really nice, take the jar out, throw it into a shaker, shake, 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 and then pour. And then you have delicious margarita.
Okay, so if you're portion controlling, you might have a measure, but you put in this from the batch, a certain amount in to the shaker, add the ice, shake it all up, and pour it into the glass. Exactly. Would you like to salt the glass?
Yes, I would. Yes, sorry. That's the thing I should have mentioned. So before, yeah, you go ahead and you pour, you can take your glass and you can put some salt in the rim. Just rub a little lime around the edge and dip it in the salt and then pour into that glass.
Yes. Now, do you garnish that with anything?
With the margarita, no. The salt, I feel, is garnished enough. If you wanted, you can maybe put it in a lime wedge, something like that. But it's typically just served without without anything else, just the salt.
Now, suppose I want to make the virgin version of that.
Yes. Yes.
What do I replace the tequila with?
So the tequila is kind of replaced in part by you put in a bit of 50 mil of lemon juice. So I can probably, will I just go from the top maybe and just go like that. So you've got 30 mil of the orange juice, which replaces the orange liqueur. And then you've got 45 mil of lime juice, which is just slightly more than would be in the alcoholic version. And then you've got the 50 mil of agave, and you then get 15 mil of lemon juice. And yeah, again, exact same process. Throw it all into a jar or batches, and then pour it out, shake with ice, and strain into a glass.
Okay, obviously we'll put these on our website so that people can, you know, do the sums when they're, when they're batching up.
Absolutely.
So, moving on to the passion fruit mojito.
Yes, so this, again, really nice one. And what I like about it is you don't actually need any equipment. You don't even need a shaker. And again, you can kind of batch part of it. There's part of it you can't. But yeah, it's really, really light and refreshing. Great to have with, you know, at barbecues and all kind of summer events. But it's just a kind of twist on the classic mojito. So what it is you take your 45 ml of Bacardi rum. You then throw in your 30 ml of lime juice. And then this is where we have the twist. It's 30 ml of passion fruit syrup, which you can get in Good O'Brien's or any kind of off licenses.
Okay.
You throw that all into a glass. And then what you do is you throw in eight mint leaves and take a muddler. And basically you don't want, or the back of a wooden spoon, it works absolutely perfect too. You don't actually need to bash everything up. You can just kind of gently stir it, kind of encourage the flavors out of the mint leaves, and then you just add your ice and top it up with soda water.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That's very straightforward. And then if we want the non-alcoholic version, instead of white rum, what do we do?
We're going to basically kind of substitute that in with 50 ml of sugar syrup instead of the rum. And everything else is the same. You've got your 30 ml of lime juice, 30 ml of passion fruit syrup, and again, your mint leaves. And again, if you wanted to batch that, what you can do is you can add your Bacardi lime juice and passion fruit syrup into a jug, give it a shake, and then no variability, measure it out, put it in, and throw in the mint leaves, and away you go.
Okay, so you've given us two very popular cocktails, the mojito and the margarita. What else are the big sellers in your line of business now?
Oh, it kind of ranges. It really depends. Like, you know, you've espresso martinis, whiskey sours, you know, woo-woos, sex on the beach. Like, there's all kinds of different cocktails, and it just really depends who's ordering it. You know, if it's for a hen, they tend to be more kind of, you know, for women, and then, you know, if they're for parties, just kind of a different range.
And do the lads drink cocktails?
Of course they do. Yeah, that's the trend that I think I was chatting to someone about there recently, because I think it might be a bit of a generational thing where people used to drink cocktails as much, but especially men. And now, like, I mean, all my friends, we'd certainly be drinking cocktails all the time. I love cocktails. I love making them.
I mean, there was the Bond, James Bond, you know.
There was.
Shaken, not stirred. But then it kind of went out, didn't it? That the idea of a pre-dinner cocktail.
Yeah, I don't know, and it's kind of unfortunate because like, cocktails are absolutely delicious. I don't know why everyone can't enjoy them, but we are kind of seeing a trend more towards more men drinking cocktails, which is great.
Yeah, because there was an attitude, you know, cocktails are only for women, and now the lads are drinking them as well. I mean, in Mad Men, they drank little else. But whiskey based, you know, manly cocktails. The price of a cocktail, the ones you're making, they wouldn't cost very much to make.
No, absolutely.
But in a bar, you could pay, what?
15 euro, I'd say, 13 euro, definitely, like wherever you go, especially around Dublin. But yeah, I think that's another reason why a lot of people are making them at home now, because they realize, oh, we can actually make some really, really nice cocktails. People kind of thought this is for the professionals, but it isn't at all. And that's kind of what I like to tell people on the classes. You know, it's really easy to make cocktails, and it's, people just need to go out and try it, and I think they'll be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, and the fun is in making it too, isn't it?
It is. But it's also serving it as well. Like, you can, you know, it's great to serve up your friends and have people over, and people are kind of quite impressed, especially if you put on garnishes and all the extra frills. Like, I think you'd be surprised how impressed people would be.
Okay, and where do they find you, Brian? Cocktails in a Click?
Yeah, so our website, cocktailsinaclick.ie, you find us there. And also our Instagram is a big one. That's where we kind of do post a lot of stuff. So again, you'll find us on Instagram under Cocktails in a Click. And we actually just started a TikTok account as well. And I actually made videos for both of these cocktails. So we have videos for the margarita and the mojito. And if people want to go look, I have the ingredients up there as well and everything. So they can go have a look at our Instagram and our TikTok and they can see exactly how they're made as well.
Very good. Brian Harnan, who's co-owner of Cocktails in a Click. Thank you, Brian, very much for joining us in studio.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.